the aircraft carrier that they were in, but they flew over Tokyo and dropped bombs just to show Tokyo people that they too were vulnerable, because they had done the Pearl Harbor attack. And most of them survived that. The Chinese, of course, welcomed them, except that there were spies over there and some of them got killed. But anyhow, that was a major event going on at that time. Let's see. Well, your question was kind of a nice one. What did you ask?
Well, I guess I asked one about political leanings, and if that had
anything to do?
Yeah, just with your experience or your feelings about...
Well, my dad was a newspaper man, and he knew the behind-the-scenes mm-hmm. story about mm-hmm. all the stories, because he was a makeup editor. Mm-hmm. He put it all together mm-hmm. in the paper. And he, I think my family got to be Democrats because they felt the Republicans were stodgy old moneymakers. Mm-hmm. And they felt the Democrats had some courage, and they didn't have much authority then, but they certainly had courage. Mm-hmm. We weren't avid anything, you know.
Oh, here. Let's see.
I'll put this over here if you want.
Do you remember where you were and what you were doing when you heard the news that the war was over?
1945. I remember that very well. And that was, first we celebrated the war with Europe being over, but we still were fighting the Japanese
right.
over in the Pacific.
Right.
And by that time, you see, I was aviation editor of Life, and I certainly reacted to that. We were still turning out new planes at that point, and those were the planes that I would feature in pictures, and then I'd write captions mm-hmm. about why they were important new planes
mm-hmm.
and how many men they held mm-hmm. and how big the crews would be. And I did all the bombers. I never did the fighters except those, because mm-hmm. Grumman was out on Long Island near me.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to be a test pilot for that Grumman plane, too.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in it and I said to myself, Caroline, you're over your head. I was way over my head. I looked at this great big engine and all these new instruments that I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my little two-seaters, and if anything went wrong, we could always land on a farmer's field.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I did.
What about the war made the biggest impact on you?
The women made the biggest impact?
Yeah, what about the war made the biggest impact on you?
Well, I knew we didn't want to have any more wars. It was, so many were killed. It gave many, many men a chance to learn to fly, which was very important
right.
to our country and to our civil aviation.
You want me to sing you happy birthday? We'll sing you happy birthday in the dining.
I can't really say what influenced me the most in it. If I sit here and think about it, I'll probably think of it. You know, I'm finding that my memory back then is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly so. For instance, I love to sing. And we do sing singing worship services mm-hmm. here, and often it's a song like The Old Rugged Cross, or I Love to Tell the Story of Jesus, and so on. And the music comes back, but the words don't. And then I have it printed out in front of me so I can learn it again. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how much stuff is buried in this old head. And then recent things that happened more recently are harder for me to remember. I have to write them down. I have this little notebook, and I write down all the interesting things that happened, like interviewing by you.
How do you feel about Hollywood's portrayal of the war?
You know, I've seen very little of it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a moviegoer. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. But I just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a television for a long time. Mm-hmm. My kids finally got me to get mm-hmm. one, but even then I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be able to answer that honestly.
Okay. I guess being involved in World War II, mm-hmm. how has that influenced how you observe and look at future U.S. wars?
Reluctantly, mm-hmm. very reluctantly. I was against Bush completely mm-hmm. in his going to war. Mm-hmm. I think he's crazy. I don't think he has any idea what he's gotten into. Mm-hmm.
It's really terrible mm-hmm.
to have such a strong psychic thing that he has, that he's so right. Mm-hmm. He's going to save democracy for the world. Well, there are other ways to do it. So that's the way I view the future of wars. Mm-hmm. They aren't the answer. I'm kind of a religious person, you know. I feel that God will figure out other ways to help us save democracy if he wants us to.